kids, we're finally doing a show. Thanks for joining in. It is shortly after 8 o'clock. That means it's time for your Dark Entries Get Off Radio on your radio with your host DJD. Sorry for the late start. Had some technical snafus. This show is brought to you by my brand new laptop tonight, which, of course, in DJD fashion, would not work at all until DJ Mantis topped in with this expertise and tech support skills and got us running. So finally got some sound coming out of the laptop, and so we're going to make the most of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock, bringing the best in goth, dark wave, deep, death rock, post-punk, and all that other sort of jazz. Tonight is a very special show. We are playing stuff from all over the globe. There's going to be a lot of foreign bands played tonight. More on that later. Right now, though, it's 192 days until Halloween, and this is Dark Entries Golf Radio. Kids, yeah, this is Dark Entries Goth Radio. We are finally on the air, and thanks for tuning in. We started there with some stuff from Phantasmagoria with a track called Buja, I think was the name of it. As I was saying earlier, tonight's show is going to be kind of interesting because I'm playing lots of foreign bands, mostly in foreign languages. Very little of what I'm going to play tonight is actually going to be in English from either American or British bands. There'll be a few of those, but most of everything is going to be actually from all over the globe, from Yugoslavia to Serbia to Italy to Germany. We're going to have some really good German stuff in there. Iceland, and yeah, that's going to be the show, so it's going to be really interesting. I got some stuff I want to talk about real quick and get out of the way before we get started. First of all, thanks for everybody who came out to Alternative Fusion on Wednesday. That was a really good, fun time. That was, of course, Columbia's new goth event, featuring myself and Ash Vapor. I really appreciate it. If you guys showed up and danced and, you know, hung out with us, I really appreciate you guys showing up. So it's, yeah, it's much appreciated. And if you want to catch me doing another gig soon, you can do that in Augusta for, the Atmosphere Augusta show, which is coming up on May 5th. That's going to be in a couple of weeks. You can always just, check out the Facebook, event page for the, Atmosphere Augusta event. And, I try to support those guys because they're really cool and, they really support us and they come down to the Columbia shows all the time. And I'm really honored, and I really am thankful they actually asked me to come do that show. So I'm really jazzed about it because it gives me a chance to kind of spend in front of a different crowd in different settings. So anyway, that's at the Le Chat Noir Club in Augusta, and it's coming, like I said, coming up on May 5th. So if you guys are in the Southeast, you can make that, then definitely try to make it out. Unfortunately, Atmosphere Augusta on May 16th is also coming up. That's not unfortunate. That's very fortunate that it is. But yeah, that's our next one. It's going to be on May 16th, at the New Brooklyn Tavern, as it always is, with, a band called Baggage Claim that's going to be playing with myself and Ash Vapor DJing as always. Unfortunately, this will be my last one. Ash Vapor is going to be handling this solo from here on out. So yeah, if you want to see my last show, at least for a little while, DJing in Columbia, then definitely come out to that one. And I hope to see you guys out there. And like I said, also to the Atmosphere thing on May 5th. Got a new article over at Richard Gules, richardgules.com. I wrote up recently, it was like last week, my visit to the Mad Monster Party in Charlotte. Definitely want to check that out. Halloween is done. It's going to be coming out on Halloween of this year. Jamie Lee Curtis has seen a trailer, and she's really excited about it. And also just got announced that John Carpenter is definitely doing the score. And they also released a teaser poster of the actual Michael Myers mask from the thing. So I'm really jazzed about that. We might talk about that more later. But I'm also going to have a little bit of a Art Bell tribute set coming up later in the show. But anyway, not going to waste any more time. Let's get it on with actually a non-foreign band. I believe these guys actually are American. And I just discovered them actually earlier in the week. We're doing a quick set. We'll be right back after this. Starting off with a band called Forever Gray. The track is called Love is Temporary. We'll be right back after this set. Thanks for tuning in, kids. This is Dirty Dark Entries, Goth Radio. We'll be right back.
set free.
Okay, kids, we're back. Hope you guys enjoy the first official set of the show there. I'll run down what you heard there. We started the show off with some stuff from Phantasmagoria with a track called Boja, I think it is. It's a Yugoslavian band. And then the set you just heard, we started with Forever Gray, which is a really cool American band I just discovered, with a track called Love is Temporary. Paragos after that with a track called Vrata, which is a Serbian band. Avangarda, a Yugoslavian band, with a track called Apocalypse. Horror Vacui, which is an Italian band, which I played on the show here before with a track called Grey Shadows. And you just heard one of the most seminal British first wave goth bands, Every New Dead Ghost, who appears in a lot of goth compilations, with a track called Hunters. So you were tuned into Dark Entries Goth Radio, your weekly source for goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, post-punk, and nerdy Star Wars talk, which is exactly what went on during that entire set between DJ Mantis and myself, who got into some deep cut expanded universe theories.
Yes. It's because growing up, I was steeped into, I guess, thanks to Code Knights of the Old Republic and the old prequel Star Wars lore. And of course, having some rudimentary knowledge on the post, I guess, original trilogy lore. Including us, some good, some bad, in my opinion. One thing I've noticed is that there's a consistent love of Mary Jade Skywalker, who was, I guess, for those of you, I guess, part of the old and new to the EU. She was basically Luke Skywalker's wife, and her backstory was she was an Imperial agent working for Darth Vader, and then she went on a complete 180, like a redemption arc, and then eventually became a Jedi Knight and Luke Skywalker's wife and a mother to his son. So, and of course it also ended with her dying at the hands of her nephew, the Solo's son, Jason Solo, who became Darth Cadus. So I kind of thought that for a while, when I ever after watching episode 8, when Kylo Ren went on a murderous rampage to kill everyone inside the Jedi Temple, I kind of thought, well, there's a good chance that as a way to, they could make it where among the dead was Mary Jade herself. So as a way to, I guess, bring her into the EU, it could work. One problem is that it does seem very similar to the old EU when she was killed by her nephew. So, but it would add, I would say, an emotional, I guess, power effect on Luke.
True.
So,
and at least it would introduce, well, we're finally getting there. Finally, the new movies are actually introducing more women, because for the longest time, it seemed like basically there were maybe two women in the entire universe.
Yeah. The funny thing is that she was introduced in the Tim Zahn series in Heir to the Empire in 1990. So, somewhat she was ahead of her time. So,
yeah.
Well, everything you want now, they had it then, so, you know, a strong female character, and oddly enough, redheads, which as I've noticed is a big trope of powerful female characters in media, comics, you know, with Black Widow, among them, Jean Grey.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little bit. What kicked all this off is that, well, we were looking at the poster for the new movie, and we were talking about the fact that, like, Daenerys is going to be in it, you know?
Yeah, Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys Targaryen, is in the Han Solo movie, so I think it's official with that. That's just the fact that it would be a joke that, I guess Daenerys will now have the backing of the Rebel Alliance, all the technologies in the world, and against the Ice King, he will be done for, so. Or not the Ice King, I'm sorry. I'm confusing my Adventure Time with the Night King, so. The Night King, not the Ice King.
You get the Unseen and a bunch of, I mean, the Unsullied and a bunch of, you know, uniforms.
Unsullied, Rebel Alliance, TIE Fighters, maybe some Stormtroopers there, so.
I want to see this movie. This is already looking
I guess in the final battle of Game of Thrones, there'll be, the camera will look above, and there will be spaceships dropping by. Dun, 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 dun.
I just want to see like Arya riding an AT-AT walker.
Well, you joke that she'll have Chewbacca on her band, and
yeah.
Chewbacca will go on a rampage, you know, pulling arms out of sockets.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I was saying like
the Wookiee power.
Yeah, Daenerys could be riding like Chewbacca's back, and then she'll yell like, you know, Daenerys. And
yep.
then like yeah, and then like he'll have to like mess a bunch of stuff up.
Yeah, so, that's
yeah.
I can see that.
What I was saying was that I always had a complaint or just an observation that we were trying to pin down, because you knew more than I did, the fact that Luke was roughly 20 years old in episode 4 when we first see him, first he introduced mm-hmm. him, right? So like what I was saying, this is when the set was playing, was that okay, if Padme gives birth to Luke and Leia at the end of episode 3, so 20 years passes between 3 and 3 mm-hmm. and 4, we've established that. So that means they're all 20 years older, obviously. So that means that Obi-Wan goes from Ewan McGregor to Alec Guinness in the span of 20 years,
mm-hmm.
which puts him, we established he must be about roughly 30 in like the first one, so mm-hmm. Guinness is now 50. And that's a hard 50, man. That's a hard.
Well, he could be in his 30s or
yeah.
early mid-30s.
Yeah.
And I figure it could be the fact that the combined effects of stress, the fact that he had to endure, I guess, witnessing the destruction of the Jedi Order and destruction of the galaxy from the Republic to the Empire, I guess on the grand scale, but on a more personal scale, the loss of his friend, the loss of his loved ones,
yeah,
those he hold dear, and the fact that Tatooine is not Florida. So it's not... Tatooine is not Florida, so it's not a good place, I guess, to be in retirement or to be in, I guess, by yourself. So. And of course, he's probably not getting the most healthiest of food, you know, because you're going to limit supplies.
Yeah.
And
maybe that blue milk from the new...
Yep. And of course... also, I guess, a combination of, you know, his experience in the war, you know, the stress, the PTSD. So he's seen things.
He's seen things.
So combine that and that and the destruction of the Jedi Order, I mean, the stress must be wearing him down. So
he's got some Jedi miles on him, man.
Yeah. I mean, he's a Jedi, but he still has human weaknesses, so.
Yeah, yeah. I went to high school with this guy. I'll say this real quick, then we'll move on. I went to high school with this guy. Not naming names. But, even in the 10th grade, I remember being about 16, this kid had, like, black hair naturally, but it was already going gray. He had, like, a salt and pepper thing going when he was, like, 16.
Mm-hmm.
So I run into him a few years ago at, like, a grocery store. Long beard, long white beard. He's bald on top. Not that I could say anything about anyone being bald, but he's, like, bald. What little hair he had left was completely white, and he had this long, like, sort of almost like a Dumbledore beard going. And he looked like he could have been, at the very least, my father, if not my grandfather. Like he, and he is younger than me, because I was always like almost a year older than everybody in school. And yeah, he's technically a year at least younger than I am. And he literally looked like he could have been my dad.
Genetics, so.
Yeah.
Genetics and stress, and it could do a lot of things.
Yeah, it's crazy. Human body. It's crazy. I was just like, God, jeez, like... What happened to you? Like, mm-hmm. what hard living are you doing, man?
But anyway, yeah. What's next, DGD?
Anyway, yeah. So I wanted to talk about the fact that one of my favorite radio personalities, Art Bell, passed away last weekend. I wasn't able to actually address this on the show last week, but I kind of want to do at least a little bit of a tribute to him. Of course, you guys probably know him from Coast to Coast, and like that's what he started up on AM radio. And I've been a huge Coast to Coast fan since I was like a kid, since I was a teenager. And it's provided like a lot of entertainment for me in late night drives, because it comes on late at night. All the late-night drives I've had to make between, like, the upstate and Columbia, and going back and forth, and it's always on late, but it's just, you know, I can't imagine you guys don't know what it is, but in case you don't, it's a talk show that discusses the paranormal and gets into everything from aliens to Bigfoot to ghosts to government conspiracies and everything, and one of the most influential like radio programs ever, and it kind of shaped me as like a kid and a teenager into the things I've always been really aware of. And it comes on at the perfect time, because I've always been driving on the road at like 3 a.m. And I don't know if you guys know anything about the drive between like the upstate and here, but it's basically Interstate 26, which has a good 20-mile stretch there of just nothing but like darkness and trees and road, and there's nothing else to look at except for the sky. And I will admit I've been genuinely creeped out a couple times by, like, you know, listening to the show and ghost stories and looking off in the woods and just thinking about, like, Bigfoot and everything. And it's such an amazing show, and luckily it's been going on for decades now, and other people have taken it up, and George Norrie, of course, hosts it now. But anyway, we lost Art Bell last weekend, and I'm pretty bummed out about it, and he was a big influence on me just as a radio guy. And I actually will admit I kind of stole some of his bumper music, like, one of the very early days of this show, way back in the day. But anyway, as a tribute to him, this is one of his actually most common bumper songs. If anybody who's ever listened to Coast, you'd know this track. It was something that played on the show all the time, and it kind of turned me on to this song. But yeah, this goes out to Art Bell. Radio's not ever going to be the same without him, and we're going to play this one. We'll be right back on Dark Entries Golf Radio.
Listening to the strangest stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long. For so long. But hold on, hold on, hold on to what you got. Still hold on, hold on, hold on to what you got.
It's Ian Gohan with Hold On. And yeah, like I said, anybody who's ever listened to Coast to Coast knows that song. And so RIP Art Bell. We are going to do another quick set real quick, and then we got Words of Wisdom coming up. Oh, geez, it's 9 o'clock. It's time for Words of Wisdom. Let's see how we can work this out. I think I'm going to do one. I really, really want to play this set. So I'm going to get this one in. We're going to do Words of Wisdom kind of late. So we're going to do a quick set of about five tracks. We'll come back wherever Words of Wisdom in just a bit. You are listening to Dark Entries Goth Radio, your weekly source for goth, dark wave, post-punk, and that sorts of thing, and nerdy Star Wars talk. So, you watch Rebels? You watch Clone Wars, Rebels, and all that?
I've seen both Clone Wars, the Tarkovsky. I grew up with that, and I saw the new one, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting take. I guess continuity issues aside, it's a great take on the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Rebels. It was very interesting, so... Because they, in some ways, incorporate some old Star Wars myth in there and put in a new one. So it was an interesting take. I'm curious on what they're going to do next, because there's still a good... There's different perspectives they can look at. Because I think there's a little good... maybe... There's still 10 years, because... I think the way it works... Rebels basically has a span of over 1 to maybe 3 years to work with. So a lot, and that's a little good 16 to 17 years they could work, gap between that.
Yeah.
So... I mean, they could talk about, I guess, I remember for a while there was an old there was a talk about a Quillen Voss live action Star Wars series. So that's old school though, but I haven't heard anything from there. And I think I don't know. Disney has plans that I'm not aware of, so I'm sure they'll come up with something.
Yeah,
so.
I kind of I like Rebels a lot. I kind of prefer Clone Wars a little more, just because the characters I think are more interesting.
It's,
but
I guess it's the fact that I guess we only got four seasons out of Rebels, so we're all six, or so they had a couple more, but they canceled.
I just actually haven't seen the last season. I got to catch up.
Rebels or Clone Wars? Yeah, Rebels. I've only seen bits and pieces. I already seen the ending. And they've had it's a really good ending. They've really found it's not forced in. It does sort of conclude it a bit.
Cool.
But yeah.
That's cool. All right. We're doing a quick set. We're kicking off though with a birthday shout out to Robert Smith. Today is Robert Smith's birthday. We were talking about during the last song. Madison and I were talking about all the people that have died recently because of Art Bell, and we actually have lost quite a few of them. But at least something cool, at least something good happened today, is that, like I said, it is Robert Smith's birthday, and anybody who knows me knows that David Bowie's always been my favorite musical artist, but right underneath that is The Cure. And I'd have to say, if I have to pick a favorite band in the entire world, it would absolutely be The Cure. I've seen them like six times, and they've got a new album that's going to be coming out soon. They're working on a new album, so that's pretty exciting. So anyway, if not for Robert Smith, I wouldn't have my favorite band in the whole world. That's been one of my biggest influences since I was like 13. So, appropriately enough, this is actually my favorite Cure song of all time from my favorite Cure album titled A Strange Day. Happy Strange Day birthday, Robert Smith. We'll be right back after this set.
Give me your Thank you. Hail to the guardians of the watchtowers of the East. Powers of air and invention. Hear me!
Us?
Hear us.
Hail to the guardians of the watchtowers of the South. Powers of fire and feeling. Hear us!
Hail to the guardians of the watchtowers of the West. Powers of water and intuition. Hear us!
Hail to the guardians of the watchtowers of the North by the powers of Mother and Earth. Hear us.
Aid us in our magical working on this May's Eve. Servant of old! Ruler of deep! Guardian of the bitter sea! Show us your glory! Show us your power! We pray of thee! We pray of thee! We invoke thee!
kids, that's the end of that set. It's almost time for Words of Wisdom. It's almost time to get out of here, actually. We had like half an hour left on the show. But I'm going to do Words of Wisdom in just a second after we get over this last set. We kicked it off there with The Cure with A Strange Day. Happy birthday, Robert Smith. And Decades in there with a track called Hell. Preoccupations with a track called Espionage. And you know what? No, actually, what am I doing? Is this the wrong... Look at the wrong set right now. Is that what I'm doing? Am I looking at the wrong set?
Uh-oh.
I might be looking at the wrong set, kids. I don't know. What did I just play for you guys? Am I looking at the wrong set, guys? Okay, I'm combining sets together. Okay, sorry about that. I got a little distracted. And then we have some Preoccupations with Espionage, and then we just ended with Your Last Photo with a track called Wermegarda, I think is what it was. Wermegarda, it's a Russian band, actually. They continue the foreign sort of theme we have here. So, yeah, that actually was not planned, but that actually worked out okay. It was kind of weird. I combined stuff together that I didn't mean to combine together, but that's okay.
It's one of those happy blessings accidents. In disguise.
Exactly, yeah. It's a Bob Ross happy accident. So, what were we talking about? That we wanted to talk about.
Well, the context was... I was talking about, I guess, when it comes to job applications, how foreign languages can really be an advantage.
Yeah.
And it was me ranting how, like, I wish... Because we all know English is a dominant language, mm-hmm. a lingua franca for international spoken words. Mm-hmm. But behind that is a mixture of, I think it's Spanish seeming bigger than the United States. But it was me ranting, like, why can't French be bigger in America? Yeah. It's like, why can't French take the place of Spanish? Because I find Spanish as a great language, and I think I said that the culture and the language is pretentious, but they can back it up to a certain extent. So
yeah, I guess so. I guess in my time, yeah, I minored in French. My French is not mm-hmm. fluent, but it's pretty good. I guess it's okay. And I mean, it gets me by. I'm not fluent at all, but I guess if you drop me off in the middle of Paris right
like
now,
conversational,
I'll be fine. Yeah, it's conversational.
So, and you can understand it. So
yeah, I can get around. Okay. In my time in Paris, I found that like people were kind of rushed and they didn't really care for Americans too much, just the Parisians specifically. The other French experiences I always had with everyone else are great though. Like outside of Paris, in England when I lived there, every French person I've ever met outside of that, I mean, fine people, mm-hmm. got nothing bad to say.
Well, there is a historical, Paris is kinda different there. There's a historical context for this.
Yeah.
There's always been a sense of differences between what you call the metropolitan or the center mm-hmm. versus the province. Mm-hmm. So there's always been a difference between Paris and the provincials. And I think it's been ongoing like that since the 18th century, the French Revolution before that, that there's always been, I guess, what Paris does and the province does differently. It's like,
yeah.
So an extent, part of it could be the fact that it's a history of the centralized state and how it progresses and the fact that even though you could argue in a sense that was the French Revolution truly a French Revolution or was it merely a revolution in Paris that spread across the provinces?
Yeah, so that's a good point.
That's one way to look at it.
And also sort of since then have kind of chalked it up to just being like the hustle bustle of a big city. Mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, another aspect, you know.
Yeah, after having spent a little bit of time in New York, because it's kind of the mm-hmm. same deal there. It's like nothing personal, but I got stuff to do. Get out of my way. Mm-hmm. You know,
kind of like, I guess anything now outside of Paris maybe sort of
yeah.
rural or country bumpkin.
Exactly,
so
yeah. Just, you know, people have places to go. They mm-hmm. don't have time to deal with some American who's struggling with his French or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, oh, here's another American tourist, whatever. I got to get to work. Mm-hmm. You know, so I kind of, I don't know. It's kind of hard to hurt my feelings. So it's not like mm-hmm. I got my feelings hurt over it or anything. But it would have been kind of cool if maybe, you know, the experience was a little different. But outside of that, it's a beautiful city to see. I mean, I saw some pretty cool stuff. I mean, I've been at the top of the Eiffel Tower mm-hmm. and I've seen the Arc de Triomphe and it was kind of cool because my grandfather was marched through the Arc de Triomphe, like, in the war. When he was, like, captured, he was, like, actually, like, captured.
Wait, was your grandfather in the French army or?
No, I'm sorry. No, what am I saying? Sorry. He was there. He spent time there.
Oh,
when he was in the war.
I'm when he was in the U.S. Army.
Yeah, exactly.
When France was liberated, he was part of the celebration of marching.
Yeah,
the
I didn't mean he was in the war. I didn't mean he was actually in the French.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. But no, he actually had spent some time there. Mm-hmm. He was there. But he, of course, he's got a million stories to tell, or did when he was around. But anyway, just the historical context of just seeing things that have such a history and such a story. You know,
the land them, I mean. Of... Oh, it makes sense because France has always been the center of European culture and politics for longest of time. In fact, the only time that it was superseded was by the Germans. So, in the continent, up until 1870, that's when Germany was being unified. That's when they really started going center stage.
Yeah,
but in some ways, France is they've always been relevant. So that's never contested.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was just a question of degree. Relevant in comparison to, the United Kingdom or the Germans. And in a sense of, it's hard to not think of Europe without France. So
yeah, I mean, impossible. Just the stuff I learned in high school about it, just in high school French class. Go if you ever have a chance. This goes out for any. Go if you ever have a chance. Forget about what I'm saying about culture and everything. Just go and see the city. It's just an amazing city, you know. Go anywhere, actually. That if you can, you know, and see anything outside of your little world, you know, that's general advice for everybody. Anything else before we go? Because I'm gonna do some.
Go ahead and do your thing. So go ahead and play the next stuff.
Yeah, man. All right. So that was that. I'm gonna do a quick little Manson set. We're gonna do words of wisdom as we always do, and get some stuff on. And we will try to knock out at least a couple more sets before we get out of here. You listening to Dark Injuries Goth Radio / Culture Talk, I guess, and. We've covered everything tonight, from Star Wars to...
Francais.
To Francais, oui, exactly.
Or Frankenreich, that's what the Germans called it, right?
Exactly, yeah. if you have any requests, get them in. I got at least one or two for... Oh, that reminds me, for Amanda and Ashley who are listening, so shout out to them. Thanks for listening, Amanda and Ashley, especially Ashley, good to see you. And I hope you guys are having fun with bras. And yeah, we do Words of Wisdom, and that's coming up right after this. On the
road again. Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
Oh my God, it's the Flaming Lips.
And we're on WUSC FM.
Columbia Alternative, 90.5.
But I think hell's got all the good bands anyway.
George isn't at home, please leave a message at the beep. I must be out or I'd pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
You're listening to WUSC FM and HD1 Columbia.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked.
make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened. And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
I know, man.
You know, if you like me, I like you. If you don't like me, I don't like you. You swing at me, I'll swing back. You dig? You cut at me, I'll cut you. You know, whatever you point to me, I'll get back to you.
But it's more than that, though, isn't it, Charlie?
Well, sure, I'm in harmony with God. That's just a word. We don't, you know, we use the word God.
Or the devil.
Oh, the devil, yeah. You can use the word devil or demons or whatever you want to call it.
Mostly the devil in your world, eh, Charlie?
Okay, I'll play. There's no game I can't play.
And people
no
that say you are the devil. Right?
Okay, I'll be the devil then.
You like that?
Don't like or dislike nothing. I see everything as it is.
You could.
Thank you.
Sarah, darling, I am sorry to disturb you, sweetheart, but Donna Hayward is here. Take this now. I'll send her in. Try not to upset her.
Okay. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I miss her so much. You miss her?
Yes. I miss her so much.
I miss her so much. I miss her so much. I miss her so much.
Thank you.
Kids, we're just about ready to wrap this up. I hope you guys enjoy that set. That was actually pretty good, actually, if I do say so myself. That was our Words of Wisdom set with Uncle Charlie. And I am going to... I'm going to try to squeeze in three songs real quick. I'm going to get one request in there before it's all over, but I'm not going to waste too much time here. We're going to end things on a metal direction, so let's do that.
Yes, metal. Metal.
Speaking of which, kids, do you like the My Dying Bride? Because that's what's happening. All right, cool. We're going to play a couple more tracks. We'll be right back after this on your very new Dark Pictures Gals Radio.
You hope for We could have changed the world. I need you with me right now. Right now. Held you in my arms. In my arms. My arms. Jesus, where so bad could live forever.
Alright, kids, that's just about going to do it for the show tonight. That was My Dying Bride with Two Winters Only. And we got one more request that I'm going to get in at the very end. This goes out to Amanda, and actually, it's going to be a request for them. That's how we're going to end the show. Thanks for listening tonight, kids. As I said, the next Atmosphere Augusta is going to be on May 16th. At New Brooklyn Tavern, featuring Baggage Claim, live performance from them. And it'll be definitely come out. It'll be the last time you'll hear me or see me do an Atmosphere Augusta, apparently. So that's going to be my last one. But I'm working on hopefully getting another event of my own here in town. In the meantime, also, you can, between now and then, and just coming up in a couple of weeks, you can check out me at Atmosphere Augusta, which is going to be happening in Augusta, obviously. That's going to be May 5th at Le Chat Noir. And I'm sorry, did I just say Atmosphere in Columbia? Is that what I said? I think I might have said that accidentally.
Atmosphere in Columbia?
Yeah, Alternative Fusion. I'm sorry. What am I saying?
Alternative Atmosphere?
Exactly. Augusta Fusion. I don't know.
Or if you want to really extend it, Atmost Fear. Fear of the Atmos.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, Alternative Fusion happening on May 16th at New Brooklyn Tavern, 8 o'clock, with live performance by Baggage Claim, DJing performances by myself and Mash Vapor. Like I said, that's going to be May 16th, and it'll be my last one. So hopefully I'm going to have another event in town pretty soon, but that'll be the last one of those that I'll be doing. And then Atmosphere Augusta on May 5th, coming up in a couple weeks, and Augusta, or Atmosphere. You're not going to be around much longer, are you?
The countdown, man. I'm graduating, for a second time.
Yeah.
And actually, I think I told you, my final show is actually May 5th.
Yeah, so. I'm so bummed out, because that means next week is the last one that I will ever be able to be here for.
Yeah, I'm already creating my set list for the last two shows, so. I already have my band figured out and the songs, or some of the songs.
It's going to be the end of an era. It's going to be the end of a long era. Yeah.
Second time, so.
Yeah. It sucks. Our boy's going out to the big bird world. He's going to be, he's all grown up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the second time we've had this discussion. That's pretty sure we've talked about similar when I graduated from undergrad.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You'll find some way to crawl your way back. I don't know.
I'll see,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. I don't want to think about it. I'm going to get old Misty over here. So that's that. You can catch me, like I said, those two events, and then also online at Twitter at DarkEntriesDJD. Check out the Facebook page for the show. Check out the podcast at DarkEntriesGothRadio.podbean.com. And that's that. I'm going to end with a request going out to Amanda and Ashley. Also want to give a big shout out to Molly, who's out there playing with her dog, doing dog stuff. So also shout out to her dog. So, hey, dog. And so this goes out to Amanda and Ashley, who are apparently currently cursing at bras, from what I read. I'll let you guys figure out whatever that means. It's Tybo Negative with Wolf's Moon. I'll see you kids next week. As always, keep it spooky.
We'll alleviate the pain. On a
bright day. I will see you.